Pleased now to be joined once again, as we are every Thursday, by ChicagoBears.com senior writer Larry Mayer. And I wouldn't dare ask this question if Michael were still here, but with those Miami defensive ends.
Yes.
With those Miami defensive ends, do you expect to see a little bit more help on the edges this week?
Oh, hey, Michael, how you doing?
Right.
He's
I'm
behind
talking.
Chris, actually. It's a very good question. Protecting the quarterback is always a primary objective with Mark Trestman every single week. I think it really takes on added importance this week going against Vernon and Wake with Miami. They can rush the passer. They like to play zone defense in early downs, and they go to man-to-man. They like to blitz. They like to stunt. Basically, they set up one-on-ones up front. So it is tough. And with those guys, and my long answer, short answer, here we go, is yes, I do expect them to chip a little bit. But I think the biggest thing is getting the ball out of the quarterback's hands. And I say go ahead and play the Bears man-to-man, because the Bears have big, huge receivers, I believe, that normally can beat one-on-one coverage.
Yeah, you know, the other thing, though, Chris, what you do is you've seen the Bears do this over the last few weeks in particular. It's usually the screens, the draw plays, to relieve some of that pressure from the blitz. And the other thing is play action. That's why it was so important to get the running game successful, because now you can sell play action. And when you sell it, I mean sell it up front. That means driving into these guys just like you're running the football instead of sitting back and accepting a block.
And everything you just said involves Matt Forte. And I, for my money, Matt Forte is the most underrated back league wide. I think people in Chicago appreciate this guy. This guy can pass block, can run with the ball, can catch passes. He leads the NFL in receptions now. He's basically second in every category in Bears history behind Walter Payton. And I think he's a big key in terms of the screens and also picking up the blitzers, because he's excellent at picking up blitzes, doing stuff like that. He's got a lot of touches, second most in the NFL, but he's been successful, and I say keep riding him, so continue.
You mentioned Marshall and Jeffrey, the size advantage that they'll have over Grimes and Finnegan, but those two, they may be 5'10", but they're kind of a feisty bunch, and they've racked up their share of interceptions over the years, I think 35 combined, with all the emphasis on ball security. I think Jay might need to be a little extra careful, and at least if you're going to miss high with those two guys.
Well, that's a good point. Courtland Finnegan is more than a little feisty, I think, the way you described him. I think it's kind of bordering on the edge of playing within the rules.
Third team in three years.
You know, it was interesting to me that Mark Trestman, and I love him because he's always honest in there, and he said, someone asked a question about, you know, are you going to talk to your receivers about how he kind of plays after the whistle? And he said, yeah, that's something we're going to bring up. I think a lot of coaches would be like, no, you know, we treat every situation the same. But Mark Trestman basically admitted they don't want the players retaliating. Courtland Finnegan is an agitator. They would call him one of those in hockey, of course.
Right.
You know, someone that instigates things like that. But he is a good player. Brent Grimes is also an excellent player. These guys have 17 years combined experience in the NFL. And answer your question, I think it's all about the pass rush. If Jay Cutler has time to throw, he won't throw any interceptions. And it's really interesting to see how the offense will do at home. We know they haven't done as well in the two home games. But, again, he may have to run around, use his feet. The Dolphins really beat up Tom Brady, really beat up Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, for my money, is the best quarterback in the NFL. He did a great job of keeping plays alive with his feet. Jay Cutler, I don't think, gets the credit that he deserves in that aspect of the game, but he's real good at that, too, and I think he's going to have to do that Sunday.
He seems almost like a reluctant hero in terms of running the football, and he does it quite well when you're right. Besides the tuck and run, he really does damage.
I think it's an underrated part of his game.
Agree,
a lot of people wouldn't mention him as one of the guys that do that, but he does pretty well.
For all the focus that was on going up against Devin Hester last week, do you think this week's matchup, special teams-wise, is even more important? They seem to be strong across the board.
I wouldn't say it's more important just because of all the hype that everyone got with Devin Hester going against his former team, and you knew how motivated and pumped up he would be. And let me just point out that the Bears did an excellent job in coverage. Excuse me. They really seem to frustrate Devin. But Jarvis Landry is a guy who ranks second in the NFL. He's averaging over 31 yards on kickoffs. Usually that number's kind of blown out of proportion by maybe a guy has a touchdown. But he doesn't have a touchdown. He doesn't have a 74-yarder. But this is a rookie that's really explosive. Bears have to get downfield, cover the ball well. And I'd like to see the Bears, for a change, get something out of the kick return game, too, because that's been a negative for the Bears offense starting inside the 20 quite a bit this season.
Yeah, and their guy, their punter is among the best in the league. They have a long snapper, almost in the league as long as Patrick Manley was.
I was going to say. When you said long snapper, I would bet anything that Patrick Manley's name would come up.
That's hard to do, but very talented across the board. And that, you know, that could be one of these hidden factors in this game, especially if Miami's able to hang close with the Bears and we start getting the later stages. Yeah, obviously turnovers and special teams, one of those hidden areas where not so much turnovers, but special teams in particular.
And penalties too. You know, the other thing is, the odd penalty here and there. And whether or not, you know, they always talked about cleaning those areas up. Well, you know, there's still some of that out there. But you don't want to have it in a game that could be potentially this close.
Absolutely not. And I think one guy that you never hear anybody talk about and I think deserves a lot of credit is Pat O'Donnell, the rookie punter. This is a guy in the last two games, he really seems to get it now. Mm-hmm. He's a rookie, obviously. He's easing into the lineup here. But he's done an excellent job of hanging those punts up high, directional punting as well. And I think he was really, really deserves a lot of credit for holding Devin Hester in check last week.
And Jiggs mentioned the penalty situation. And the Bears actually have twice as many penalties so far this season than this Miami team does. Dolphins showing a great deal of discipline, despite having Cortland Finnegan on their team. Larry, thanks.
Very nice.
Thanks very much for joining us here. As always, enjoy the visits on Thursday. And you get to stay home this weekend, so congratulations.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
That.
It seems like we've been traveling every weekend. But the good thing is that I believe five out of the last seven games are at home, so that should be an advantage for the Bears.
Just when you can enjoy the weather the very most.